Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, we're up to Sif Gimel. We are on the second line of 366. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Ein sochen es hakarka. We do not smear the ground with oil, v'lo madichin also, and we don't wash the floor with water, afilu umurutzav, even if it is a tiled floor. So here we have a very practical halacha that we'll see, but lemaisa, as we'll see in the Mishabru, it's really talking about a merchatz, but it does apply to houses as well, about washing the floor on Shabbos. But the Mechaber tells us, you cannot smear oil on the floor, you cannot wash the floor, even if it is a tiled floor. Says the Mishabru, Sevkot and Tezvav, Ein Tzachin, Pirush, Darkum hoya losuch shemen ala karka shalbeis ha-merchatz, v'kayotze bo, l'hisgalgel aleihim. They used to smear the floor of the Beis HaMerchatz, the bathhouse, and other similar places with oil, so they could roll around and get the oil on their body. We'll see in a moment that there's another reason they did it, also just to make it look nice, as we'll see clearly in the Mishabura, but here he just brings the first tzad, and that is so they could be lehiskalgel aleihem. Zivkot and tazayin, v'lo b'dichino, so you cannot wash the floor in the bathhouse. What did they used to do? They used to plug up the pipe that allowed water to go into the bathhouse, into the batya, and they opened up a hole on the other side, that the water in there would go out. So they cleared it out of water, and then they would take water and they would clean out the bottom of the merchatz from any dirt that was there. V'tam kol eila. What's the reason for all this? Why can't you smear the floor with oil? Why can't you let the water out and then wash the bottom of the merchatz? Mishum dechayshinim lahashvelos gumos. Again, like we've been discussing, the concern is that if it's a dirt floor, you're going to come to fill in the holes to smooth them out. V'afilu l'man deshari kibud b'shabbos. Even the man Amr that said that you are allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos. Deshani hocha, here is different. Dekevan shu rotze liyapos asakarka. Since the goal over here is to make the floor look nice, losuchosa. So here we see the second reason. It's to make the floor look nice. That's why you're smearing with oil. Ola dichor, to wash it. Chashina shema yire gumos. The word, you might be down low towards the ground to smear the oil or to wash it, and you're going to notice holes. The yishkach, you're going to forget that it's Shabbos. V'yavo lahashvosim v'miskav, and you might intentionally fill in the holes. So the Mishabura is saying over here that even the Man D'Amar, we saw three of our focus yesterday, whether sweeping is usher on all floors, mutter on all floors, usher on dirt floors, mutter on tile floors, but the bottom line is, this is more machmir. There you're just trying to get dirt away. Here your mom is trying to make it look geschmack. When you're trying to make it look geschmack, you're more focused on the ground, and you may more likely come to fill in holes. If you look at note number 26, the last paragraph, he writes, V'im hislach lecha haritzpa b'mokom mesuyim. Let's say your floor gets dirty in a specific place. The Orla Tzion writes, Shemutr lishpoch mayim al osu mokom. You are allowed to pour water on that spot. Ulahotzion b'magav. And it's wiping up with a towel. V'ein zen nechshav ka'adocha klal. That's not called washing the floor. V'das agonu shom zan arbach she'efshe shemutr. Rosh Hashanah says, maybe it's mutter, again, to add water to some dirt on the floor in a specific spot to clean it up. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Karelis writes, She'im yesh ala ritzba graf shel ri'i, there's something disgusting on the floor, Aser lishpoch shon mayim, you're not allowed to pour water there, he says, Kidei lenakos es ha ritzba, in order to clean the floor, Meshum shenel shev adabar kadocha, that's called washing the floor. There's a bad smell, you can't pour water there. So again, the postim are discussing if you can wash up a spill by pouring water there. Certainly, if you just have a spill, you can clean it up. You can mop it up as long as you avoid schlita issues, I'll discuss. But in terms of washing the floor, this is the sif that discusses the problem. So if there's a little dirt there in a small place, that's already a machlokes haposkim. Says the Mishaburis, Kodan Yudzayin, Afilu hu merutzav. So the Mechaber said you can't smear the floor with the oil, you can't wash it with water, even if it's tiled. Zakta Mishabur, the Gazrina, Atu She'en Amurutzav. Again, it's Xeira, if you do it on a tiled floor, you might do it on a dirt floor. V'hod dehitir b'sebeiz le'inyan kibud v'lo gazarkein. This is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam is the first sheet of the Mechaber that we saw yesterday in Sif Beis, where the Rambam said that when it comes to sweeping, we don't make Xeira. You can't sweep a tiled floor, you can't sweep a dirt floor. And here we're saying that you can't wash even a tiled floor. So why is it more machmir? Mishum dekibur hu yoser davar nachutz me'adocha. Because sweeping is a much more important thing than the washing, and therefore they were more lenient and they made less gzeiros according to the Rambam when it came to sweeping. Therefore you are allowed to sweep, according to the Rambam, a tiled floor, just not a dirt floor. But when it comes to washing, which is less crucial, so then they asserted, even if the Rambam, even a tiled floor. Now if you look at note 27, he writes, Lefize, according to this, Imritz bas habayis meluchloch ma'od. If the floor of the house is very dirty, the Or Litzion says, she'efshu ladicha l'chadchila, then you are allowed to wash it l'chadchila. Because again, the whole reason is because of the gzeira. By sweeping, they didn't make the gzeira because it was very important. So the house is very dirty and it's very disgusting, so it would be very important there also, and therefore the Or Litzion says that would be grounds to be able to wash it. The tzir of das ha-sovrim, in conjunction with the shita that holds, she'll mutter ladiach ha-saritzba, kishakol bati ha'ir murtzafim. Like we saw yesterday, this eret heter, that if the whole city is tiled floors, it's more lenient, so here if it's very dirty, it becomes more important, combined with the shita that says, if all the floors in the city are tiled, they'll be more lenient, so therefore the Or Litzion says it'll be mutter. V'hosev, and he adds on, shehu adin debatei cholim shani koyon nachutz behem ma'od. Again, the whole reason why we're saying over here, the Rambam asers, washing the regular floor is because it's not so important, it's just an extra, it's not crucial, and therefore they made the gzeira. But Zotim, Zotim Or Litzion, if it's a hospital where it is nachos, it's very important, there are sick people, you want to keep it as clean as possible, so then that would be grounds to wash a floor. So this is, in the poskim, if you look at the even in the English Shabbos books, they talk about washing the floor on Shabbos, and Mikradin, washing the floor is really usher on Shabbos. Again, if it's very important, most of the houses in the city are tiled, so there is what to be lenient about. We're going to see in one moment the last point in the Mishabur that puts in another Chumrah. Vida, back to the Mishabur, the end of Katan Yodzayin, you should know, the Hadochas Ritzvas Hakrushim, the washing of a floor that's made of boards, shenohagim kayom, that we're knowing to do today, yesh baze od iser lasos b'shavis milvad hadocha. Besides this idea that we're talking about the washing, which is usher on a tiled floor, because it might be a dirt floor, and a dirt floor you might come to smooth out the holes, there is an additional problem, that is, the hotzaruch lazeh shriyas aluntis v'mayim kiyadua. In order to wash the floor, you need to be soaking a towel in water. V'yesh bazeh mishum kibus. In many cases, putting water on any kind of material, any kind of cloth, is a problem of kibus. Shriyaso zel kibus, this is another problem. I looked up today in the Shabbos home, it's very interesting, because he has a whole long note. On top he says that washing floors nowadays in our houses is forbidden. And then you read a whole long note on the bottom, and he comes out, based on the Bir Locha that we saw yesterday, that when most of the houses are tiled, it comes out that there's many, very strong studs to be lenient. He brings down many poskim that are lenient, and at the very end he says, because of this line, because of this idea of the Shriyaso zel kibus of the towel, he says, that's why I wrote in the English part that it's usser. So, you know, that's the crucial line right here. At least in his sefer, he writes on top it's usser. You read the note, it comes out that he's basically saying that it's mutter according to many poskim. Then he throws in this line of why he was being machmir. Continues the Mechaber Vaitas of Dalit. Usser litzadeid chavis ala aretz. It's usser to maneuver, move it side by side to get it to be steady. It's usser to maneuver a barrel on the ground. To kevon sheikveda, since it's heavy, Yavo lahashvos gumos vadai, it's for sure going to come to be filling in holes. V'havei psikreshe, that's going to be a psikresha. So to maneuver a barrel to get it into position on a dirt floor is a problem of being mashva gumos as a psikresha. It is aser. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Yud Ches, Letzadid, Hainu, Shumitzadida, you're moving it side by side, Ad shetamod bekarka yofa aidea tzidud, that through this tzidud is going to be standing nicely on the ground. Chavis al ha'aretz, of cutting your test. Hainu chavis malaya. We're talking about a barrel that is full. V'chein, fine, so it's full, therefore it's very heavy, and that's why it's the psikresha that is going to be mash for the gumos. V'chein lo yachriya ha'chavis v'yishboch memeno. Also, Mishabura adds on, you can't lean over the barrel to pour out of it. You have to lift up the barrel to pour out. You can't just lean it over. Why? If you don't pick it up, but you rather lean it over, you're for sure going to be digging a hole with the heavy barrel as you lean it on one of its sides, and that's a problem. The option, even though you're doing a kalkal, you're actually damaging the floor. You just want to get the wine out of the barrel. You don't want the hole in the floor. So not only is it a kalkal, it's also a melacha she'en tzrich lagufa. V'gam chofer k'lachar yadu is also certainly a shinui. That wouldn't be the normal way to dig a hole by leaning over a barrel. So even though you have all these tzadim to be lenient, afal pikein asim edivrei sofrim. So fine, it's not the daraisa, but lemaisa, all these reasons are valid reasons to take it away from a daraisa, but it still is asim edirabanam. Therefore, the Chavos Chaim adds on, besides being mitzadid, maneuvering it to stand straight, you can't lean it over to pour out wine as well. You are for sure going to be filling in holes. What Salomon means to say, the ayidei hatzidud gufa, through the maneuvering itself, nasa akaka chalaka below gumos, you are automatically making the floor smooth without the holes. Avol mitosa shal mashma, but tosa there is mashma, the lo have psikresha. It's not a psikresha by maneuvering the barrel. That's not why it's a problem. Elo rather says Tosos, the osir mitam shema yishkach. The concern is you might forget it Shabbos. V'yavo lahashvos gumos, and you might come to smooth out the holes. The miskavin with intention kedei she noach lo atzida, to make the tzida the earl easier. So Tosos says it's not that there's a psikresha as you're doing the tzida that you're filling in the holes, but rather you're trying to find a smooth spot so you might bend down and actually with intention fill in the holes. Until now we're discussing in this sif a dirt floor. What about a tiled floor? Can you do the tzidut over there? So it tells the Shabbos kasev the mutter afilu ladasa shulchan aruch. It's mutter even according to the mechaber. This really the have a segresha. Even according to the mechaber that says in the case of tzidut on a dirt floor is a segresha, it's still going to be mutter on a tiled floor because lo gazru bazen the merutzefes. They didn't make a gzeira of that case that it's a dirt floor, atu, a tile floor, atu a case that it's a dirt floor. So it's mutter, ayin sham. However, prima godin bereisha sin mitzadik lahachmer, prima godin means that it is machmer, that is aser. If you look in the Shatzion Yudani, right? Mistabra diim kol poti im rutsafim ein lahachmer bazeh. However, even though he's machmer, that's only stamped from a tiled floor up to a dirt floor, but if all the houses again in the city are tiled, so then it makes sense as the Chavos Chaim that he would not be machmer, that it would be okay. V'ayin shalom nishbis ha-sobos gimul, ha-shkos ha-chor bezeh. V'day you should know, ends the Chavos Chaim, the kol ha-simen ha-zeh la-dav kolin yin Shabbos. This whole discussion about sweeping, about moving things, washing, it's not only Shabbos, who ha-din in yin yom tov, the yesh and echshalom bazeh. Some people mess up and they think it's only a iser on Shabbos, not on Yontif. So the Chavos Chaim, Shabbos and Yontif are equal. That concludes Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, and we'll begin next time with Hashem, the new Siman Shin Lamed Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.